Tonight with me in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 43. Isaiah, chapter number 43. In fact, I read these verses in that service Sunday. Got to thinking about it. Didn't know exactly what I was going to do. And began to see some things even during that service. I was waiting because I'd be the last preacher. And I was waiting as they sang some songs and said a few words and bring a message. But I'm not going to preach you a funeral message now. I don't want to get you wrong. It just got me thinking, and I saw some things here I feel like be a blessing to us, a help to all of us. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 1. Let's stand, please. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 1. Now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, they shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopians, Sheba for thee. And since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I'll bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I'll say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth, and even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Let's pause just for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for the privilege tonight to be here in this place. Thank you, Lord, for the good spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the song. Thank you for the singing of the choir. Thank you, Lord, for the praying. And I just thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be in the house of the Lord. And Father, be one of your children. I give you glory and praise and honor and thanks for all that you have done for us, are doing, shall yet do. I pray now for the listening congregation. I ask you, Lord, to touch every heart, every life. And I pray you'd help me to think and be able to preach like you want me to do. And God, give me the liberty that I need. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. I want to talk about three truths concerning our existence. Three truths concerning our existence. As I said, I was thinking about part of that in that service, and I really didn't have it any kind of an outline. I just had that thought on my mind, but sitting there and as they sang, and God began to move in my heart about this. Not just for funeral service, but for our lives. And I pray that God would help us tremendously tonight. We realize that God here directly speaking to Israel. Israel was God's chosen people. And you notice in the verses 4 and 5 down through there, he's talking about calling Israel back from the east to west, north to south, and bringing them back to Israel. You and I have seen that in our day. We have seen Israel open up. And in our day become, in my day, maybe not all yours day, but she became a nation. And then you know, she opened up and cried for people to come, and people did come. And some went, saying they just felt like they had to get back to Israel, their homeland, where the forefathers came from. And some, I don't believe, even knew why they were going back. They just knew they were going back. I know why, you know why, because God said in the last days they would come back. And he said in the last days things would happen like you and I. You and I are seeing so many things happen today that is prophecy being fulfilled and a beginning of sorrows. But you and I must get out of here too because of the rapture of the church. Jesus will come. We're not appointed to wrath, but obtain salvation. I thank God that I'm not appointed to wrath, but salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I want to give you just three things tonight about this and pray that God will make it real to our hearts and help us together in this as we think about it, because it's so precious to us that it's personal. Look in verse number one. He said, but now saith the Lord that created thee. Now, we said it applied directly, primarily, first place in Scripture to Israel. But Israel's made up of individuals. And individuals we're talking to tonight. And so I believe we can honestly apply it to our lives, because you can rest assured God created you. You didn't just evolve out of something. I've always wondered, when they talk about the Big Bang theory, I always wonder where the thing come from that banged. And they don't go into that, just some mass banged. Where did the mass come from? They don't even answer their own questions. And of course, anybody believe that, I could sell them Brooklyn Bridge, amen. And but you have to realize the fact that God created us. Oh, Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. I like that. He said, you're mine. I've redeemed you. I have called thee by you. Now, it's a personal thing. And that word redeemed means buy back. He bought back. He brought us out of the slave market, in fact. Fact is, he brought us out of the slave market, and we cannot be returned. If you study that word throughout Scripture, and I'm glad, praise God, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. If I could sing tonight, I'd sing, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Hallelujah, I'm redeemed. Amen. Aren't you glad you're redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he redeemed thee? And he said, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And you remember the day he called you? You remember when he saved you? You remember when he personally made it personal to you? Now look in verse number three. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. He said, I'm your Savior. I'm your God. It's a personal thing. Let me ask you tonight, are you saved, or do you really know Jesus Christ personally as your Lord and Savior? If I came to you individually and asked you, can you give me a testimony about the time that you got saved and it was real to you, and you know you got born in the family of God, and that Jesus said, I'm your Savior. He may not have said it audibly, but in your heart he's saying, I'm your Savior, and you repented of your sin, believed and trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'm glad that I know that I know. That I know, that I know, that I know that I'm saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. I'm not saved because I'm a preacher. I'm not saved because I read my Bible. I'm not saved because I pray. I'm not saved because I go to church. I'm saved because I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That's the only way you can get to heaven, by the way. And you're here tonight and lost without God. I want to tell you that you can be saved. I'm glad Jesus will save every sinner that will come. He will save, and he promised to do so. His arm's not short, and his hand's not slack. His ear's not heavy of hearing. Blood hadn't lost any power. It's as able to save as ever has been. And I say hallelujah tonight for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary for our sin. And God will save you if you'll come to Jesus tonight. You say, preacher, I've been saved, but my life's not where it needs to be with God. He'll get that right too. He'll help you with that. Amen. But preacher, I'm not one of the elect. Well, let's see what God said about that. Revelation 22 and 17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. I think that's pretty well covers it all. Whosoever, let him come and take the water of life freely. Aren't you glad for that? That verse we often quote in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I thank God for the reality that it's real, and Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. And Jesus said in John 3:7, you must be born again. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And John 1:13 been talking about, and verse 12, for as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Then in verse 13 he said, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When he said not of blood, he wasn't talking about the blood of Jesus, he was talking about the blood line of man. You're not saved because your mama saved. You're not saved because your daddy and grandma and grandpa saved and all that. That's good. That's well. Praise God for it. But that don't save you. Every individual. And then it said by the will of the flesh. That is ourselves. You don't will yourself to be saved. It's a God works in your heart, brings conviction, draws you to Jesus. He first seeks you. You wouldn't seek God. If God wasn't seeking man, man wouldn't see a need to seek God. He wouldn't want to seek God. But God seeks man. Adam didn't seek God. God sought Adam out. And Adam responded to him. I say to you tonight, whosoever will, let him come. Somehow tonight as I preach, I feel like somebody here lost and without God. And I didn't have planned out to preach a whole lot about salvation, but I believe God's in it. You ought to preach it. Amen. Somebody need to get saved and born in the family of God. Do you believe that, preacher? I believe that with all my heart. Somebody needs to get saved and born in the family of God. Do you believe God saved people on Wednesday night? I do. Saw it happen last week. Amen. I believe God saved people any night. I believe God will do whatever he said he'd do. He'll do it whenever he speaks to your heart and you'll be willing to listen and let him have his way. He'll do the saving. God does the saving. I praise God for it. Then you're not saved because of the will of some man, somebody. I wanted to see Mr. Hayes saved so bad. I want to see some other of your folk saved so much I can taste it, but I can't make them get saved, and I cannot get saved for them. But I can sure pray for them, ask God to do a work in their hearts, ask God to draw them and do something I can't do. And that's saving by his marvelous grace, or those that's out of the will of God might see the need of getting back in the will of God. God will chasten and work on them. I can pray God to back them in a corner. I can ask God to help them, and I can certainly try to invite them and try to get them to come. But I tell you, when God begins to work and a church begins to pray and the people get together and have one heart and one mind, power of God comes, something's going to happen somewhere. Something's going to give. I'm glad, praise God, it does happen and it does give. Churches can have. Gateway Baptist Church, I want to see it happen. Hallelujah. I pray that God would do that in our hearts, our lives, and stir us for his glory and his honor and bless us and help us. Amen. Now, that wasn't the main thing I was heading for tonight, but anyway, I wanted to get that personal part in because it is a personal thing. And Mr. Hayes' wife was saved, a good woman, godly woman, but none good, the Bible said. No, not one, but she's godly. She loved God. She knew Jesus. She loved the church. She loved to do what was right, and I say hallelujah. She couldn't get saved for her husband, but she could sure help him, lead him to him. Amen. I praise God for that, and I thank God for it. But now, I want to talk about the purpose of our existence. It's a personal existence. God created you. And by the way, God created you just exactly like he wanted you. He didn't make you somebody else. Somebody said something to me a while ago about what Brother Kenya preached Sunday night, and I appreciated what they said. And I've heard good reports on Sunday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday night. Praise God. I wanted to get back here. I was afraid y'all would find out you could do without me. And I need to get back here. But anyway, Brother Kenny was talking about the gifts that God gives you and that you better use them. And this person was sharing with me, said they want to be used and let God help what ways he could with the church. Hey, that's the right attitude. We're moving in the right direction. Amen. That'll help things. Thank you, Brother Kenyon, and the Lord. Thank God. Amen. And God knows what he's doing if we'll just let him do everything that he wants to do. I praise God for it. And so God gave me something I could do. God gave you something you could do. And God's given everybody here something they can do. You say, preacher, I can't do any. Everybody can do something. And even when you're unable to do much physically, God can use you to pray. And God can use you to help others somehow. And God can help you some way. And these people that have abilities to teach, these people that have abilities to just share with others and be friendly. And it's good. Amen. Whatever it is, God gives you ability to do and use it for his glory. But let's look at the purpose of our existence. Look in verse number 7. And everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him, There's that word create again. I created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Here's the purpose of our existence is to glorify him. I want you to turn with me, please, back in Joshua chapter number 7 and verse number 19. Joshua chapter 7, verse 19. I just want to show you this. And then I'll try to give you two or three more. You've heard me preach a message on giving God glory. How do you do it? And I say, first of all, you got to get saved. You can't give God glory unless you're saved, born again. But look at Joshua chapter 7, verse 19. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. He said, if we confess our sin, it gives God glory. If we confess. The fact is, he said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. Amen. And so I remember a time in the old building when someone, not here now, but they were playing the piano. You remember that service when they stopped playing the piano and started confessing something that they'd allowed in their lives and you shouldn't be there? And things began to happen. You remember that? Some of y'all remember it. I say, praise God. We sometimes, and I don't mean you get in public and air out all your trash. I'm not saying that. I am saying they sometimes say some things that God moves on your heart about that you need to share because it helps somebody else and deal with them. And none of us are where we need to be with God. Amen. Me, you, nobody else. Now, God's been blessing me abundantly last week and all that, but I still got room to move up closer to him. I still have a need to draw nigh to God. I still have a need to do better. Amen. And so we look at ourselves and see that. But giving God glory is a good way to do it, is confess sin. And it may be down at the altar on your knees. It may be at the house beside the bed. It may be out in the building somewhere, behind a tree somewhere. But somewhere, confessing sin, it gives God glory. When we do so, amen. And I praise God. Do you remember what Isaiah did when he saw the Lord high and lifted up and his train filled the temple and the glory of God came? He said, woe is me, for I'm an unclean lips and live among people unclean. He began confessing sin. And then God began to cleanse sin, amen. Sin never gets cleansed unless we start confessing it. And then God will do something for us and help us. And this thing about believing pleases God. In Romans chapter 4, and verse number 20, he staggered, talking about Abraham now, when God promised him a son, and he passed age to have children. Sarah passed age to have children. But God said, you're going to have a child. Bible said he staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. So we need to be saved. That gives God glory. We need to confess our sin. That gives God glory. We need to believe God, that gives him glory. And I say hallelujah, let's do that. And Psalm 50:23, it says, whosoever praises me, gives me glory. I say hallelujah, we can praise him and give him glory, amen. Every time you say amen, every time you raise your hand, every time you in any way giving him glory, speaking to somebody and say, hey, let me tell you what Jesus did for me, you're giving him glory and praise. And I think we need to do that, amen. But I want you to turn in Psalms 96, verse 8 and 9, just a minute. Psalms 96, verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. Hallelujah. How you give God glory? Bring an offering. He said, bring an offering and come into his courts. You give God glory when you give to an offering. You give God glory when you come to church. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. You're giving God glory. And I say praise God for all that. All that is a part of worship and giving God glory. And I pray that we give God glory and praise and honor. Amen. But now here's where I was really trying to get to tonight and where I really was getting to the other day. But I was thinking about, I just think about my life. I was thinking about the life of some people here tonight. I was thinking about some things in the church. I was just thinking about all of us go through things in our lives that we don't understand. And every one of us is going to face something we don't understand and don't really know why, nor the what, nor what's going to become of it. But listen to verse number 2. when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, they shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon them. Now, I want you to get this picture with me just for a moment. When thou passest, P-A-S-S-E-S-T, passest, through. I love it. He didn't say when you're in it. He didn't say wait till you get out of it. He didn't say when you see it coming. He said when thou passest through. Hallelujah. Did you know if you go through something, you go in one end and out the other? Psalms 23 and verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. You go in one end of it, out the other. If you're saved, you go in this end saying goodbye, out the other saying hallelujah. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. And so here he said, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. I will be with thee. Now he's talking to his people, chosen people. He's talking to saved people here. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God. And I say to you tonight, sometimes we're in situations that looks like a tsunami coming. It comes in like a flood and it hits us all of a sudden. Those people in Japan, don't you know, and all of a sudden they had some warning, a little bit of warning, and tried to flee some of them, but some of them may have missed the warning. Some of them may have been somewhere, didn't hear or something, but all of a sudden, here comes a great wall of water, and it just hits them, knocking down houses, moving everything out. After the earthquake had already happened, here come a tsunami. Hey, in your life, it may sometime be an earthquake hit. You think and the bottom's falling out, and then you may think something else has happened, then all of a sudden, looks like a flood's come in. What am I going to do now? He said, I will be with thee. Hallelujah, Mark. Amen. I will be with thee. He didn't say, I'm going to forsake you right in the middle of the storm. No. He said, I'm going to be with thee. He said, though it's like a river. He said, the river shall not overflow thee. And it may be that a river's coming in and water, a tsunami comes in all of a sudden and hits and floods you and then backs off. But a river keeps on rolling. And sometimes you like trying to cross a rough river. And you're getting a little bit, and then here comes a wave, and you go a little bit further. Here comes another about knocks you down, and you're trying to get through it. But God said, through the river, he'd be with thee. He'd help you. I say hallelujah for that. I praise God. Hey, and then he said, when you're in the fire, and sometimes it seems like you're in a fire, and you can't find your way out, and it burns, and I'm not talking about hell. I'm talking about in this life. If somebody said to me one day, said, I'm living in hell now. I said, have you had a drink of water today? If you had a sip of water, you're not in hell yet. That kind of hell, that kind of fire. You're not in that. But I'm talking about the fire of adversity and the fire that you can't understand why I can't get it put out. I noticed some of these wildfires on the news when they're trying to get them put out. The wind will come by. It'll blow it and then go somewhere else and jump a line they've made and start burning somewhere else. That's how it is in our lives sometimes. We've tried to build us up a line and trying to hold it, and the wind come by of adversity and blow over it. And we got another fire to fight. And then by the time you think you got that and that over here, pop up another. That'd be a fire you got to work on. I'm telling you tonight, thank God. He said, I'll be with thee. I'm thy Savior. I'm thy help. I won't leave you. I'll help you. I say tonight, praise God. I'm glad no matter what the problem is, no matter what the situation is, God said, I'll help you. I ain't going to see us through. Praise God, Brother Mark. We're going to walk through. Amen. In one end, out the other. And we'll keep on marching for the glory of God. Amen. Come here, son. Amen. We're going to go through the waters. Through the fire, through whatever comes, whatever goes, hallelujah. We're going to trust him to lead us all the way through. Amen. And if God sees Abel, he can touch him, heal him just as sure. Thank you. Heal him just as sure as I'm alive and you're alive. Hallelujah. I'm glad we got a God that's able to do that. Brother Bob, come here. Come here, Brother Bob. Hallelujah. Brother Bob been going through some things too. God's working with him. God's helping him. And brother, if we go through the fire, we go through the water, we go through the river, he said, I'll be with thee. Amen. I'm going to walk with you. Amen. Amen. I'm right here with you. But he's going to be the one who's doing. Amen. We're all with you. Praise God and love you. Hallelujah. I'm glad for a great God. Said, I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. Just as sure as I'm walking by his side, God will walk by our side and help us. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Bob. God bless your heart. Amen. Brother Kenya, I believe that with all my heart that God will walk with us through the fire. He'll walk with us through the river. He'll go with us when the waters come in like a tsunami. He'll go with us when it looks like there is no way, there is no hope. But hallelujah, we got one greater than the world's got. And those out there in the world, they don't have somebody to look to. They don't have anybody to help them. But I say tonight, praise God and the Lamb forever. I'm glad, thank God. He said, I will. I will. I will. I created you. I made you. You're mine. You're mine. Hallelujah. The devil can't do a thing to you unless he gets God's permission. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege just to look in the Word and find out, God, that know for that you tell us you created us and that you created us for your glory and that it's personal. And Father, tonight salvation is personal. You said that you were my Savior, my Lord. I will. Thank you, Lord. Father, I praise your name. It's real. It's not a make-believe fairy tale. Tonight, somebody needs to get saved. Somebody needs to get right with God. Somebody needs to bring the burdens and cares. Whatever it is, I pray they'll do it tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.